So hi, I want you to meet somebody today. This is my friend and buddy. Say hi. I've got other friends in the back there too. But I thought I'd come out and have some companionship as I make my next video to share with you. Oh, so I'm loving the sunshine today. My question is, how do you distract yourself when you feel uncomfortable? And maybe it just feels comfortable or even normal to disconnect relationally. Many of us have deactivating strategies so we can make sure we have distance when we need it. Especially if we have the stress of connection, if it can feel really overwhelming. Sometimes it can be so overwhelming, it feels painful. So sometimes we distract ourselves to feel calmer. And maybe we play video games. Maybe we get really busy and clean. Maybe we go shopping. We all have our default of what we're going to do that's going to support us in that moment. My strategy of disconnection was immobilization, or just pretending I was invisible. And let me share a story with you. There was a time I went to a leadership retreat, and this workshop, it was all day long. And we were going to practice this exercise where the whole practice was to be able to stay really present and authentic and connecting with whatever the need was that was rising up inside of somebody else if they were starting to feel disconnected. And so I got partnered up with somebody, and it was a guy. I'd known this guy for some time because it was like a year-long program, and we'd meet once a month for a whole day. And we start going through this exercise, and he's just doing the role play. He's just doing what he's doing, and it was like my body all of a sudden had this experience of like, it's not safe. And all I could notice was I just started, like, it was like cobwebs were just covering me. All different kinds of layers were covering me. And I started hearing differently, and I started seeing differently, and I felt like there was this wall between me and the world, and that nobody could really see me. And so what I did was I kind of went numb, and this guy's like, "Hey, Gloria, are you okay?" And I'm like, "I'm fine." And I just kept disconnecting. I couldn't wait to get out of that workshop. It was so painful. I couldn't even describe how painful it was. I don't think I was breathing very much. And the energy just felt huge, kind of like how huge this guy is. And dark. And so I came with a friend, and fortunately this friend was driving, because I was not in a situation, or it wouldn't have been good for me to be driving. And I got in the car, and she's like, "What's going on?" And just slowed down time. Slowed it down to, it wasn't so much about talking, it was more about being with me. Slowing it down to let me begin to feel again, because I had disconnected. Slowing it down to notice what I remembered, and when did I start to lose my sense of self. And what I noticed as I was held is that she would hold my hand, and she would be close, and she would breathe with me, and she would go and she would just, like, whatever I'd say, she was with me. And where it took me was a really young place, pretty verbal place, probably, where I didn't have a lot of words. There's airplanes flying over, sorry about that. Oh. We'll wait that out. But what I could bring my body back to was the moment in time when I started to leave, when I started to even distract myself from being present. And it was when this fellow, it was body posture, when he leaned forward and he kind of jutted his jaw and squinted his eyes, and it's like in that moment, my body recognized something that I didn't, and I just needed space. So as my friend held space for me on our way back home from the workshop, then I could start to feel in my body. I could start to name what was happening because I had someone with me. We need co-regulation to be able to come back into connection, because we need connection to know what connection even feels like. And then we can begin to grow our window of welcome for the things that we used to find uncomfortable. We can stay with them. We can stay relational. Yeah. And we can have other parts. Let me see if I can get a little space here to let another part come in. Here's somebody. You want to come here? Can you see her? Those other parts, parts that need to be welcomed, friendly parts, parts that are very comfortable being around big energy. So there's little parts that can be around big parts, and they can all hang out together. They can be found and they can be welcomed home. So I'm guessing what this is really about is inviting you to notice how do you distract yourself when you feel uncomfortable? And are you able to take the time to slow it down and be with your experience, possibly in a new way? To be relational with yourself, to allow yourself the freedom to discover something new. This guy's really curious. He's wanting to get to say hi to you too. He wants my paper. Yeah. Well, this was a grand experiment, and it was rather fun to be outside in the warm, fresh air. And again, stay connected. Notice when you disconnect, notice what's underneath that. Maybe there's a lost part that's ready to be welcomed home. Until next time.